No?
What? No, I'm recording.
Good. Meaning no, I'm recording the roll. So has the Otis started recording yet?
Yeah, I'm recording actually.
And we didn't get the funny voice.
So, for purposes of the second order,
it's 7:17.
Shall I call the roll?
You may call the roll.
No, wait. Do you want to go on the stream? Do
okay.
you want to go on the stream, yes or no?
It was announced on KPFTX that it would be streamed.
Yes. Want to go on the stream?
Yes.
You do. Okay.
Yes.
You are on the stream.
Great.
Make it look so easy.
So the meeting convened at 7:17, correct, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me read the roll. Teresa Allen requested an excused absence. David Britton?
Here.
Adriana Casanave? Robert Gartner? Robert, I know you're here.
Present.
Okay. Wally James?
I want to say that Adriana and Nancy are on the phone. They claim they can't get in.
Okay, thank you for letting us know. What is our Madam?
I'm going to send Nancy Jane Scheidler's email to make sure they have the right numbers.
Great. Thank you so much, Robert.
Okay. You can go to the next person.
Okay, hang on just a minute. Okay, and then I'll go back again. Wally James? Not on yet. Marianne Martin?
Present.
Okay. Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am here.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi? Not yet. I'll come back. Jane Scheidler?
Present.
Richard Uzel requested an excused absence. Sandy Weinman?
Present.
Ted Weisdahl requested an excused absence. Susan Young? Present. So I go back. Do we know whether, Robert, have you heard whether Adriana and Nancy are able to get on?
They're getting a message from Maestro and...
I don't know. Maestro is what was put up on TX. I don't know why that continues. But Nancy would be, and I presume Adriana would be smart enough to know that the Maestro is not the number. So I just forwarded Jane's email from yesterday or this morning to them. All I know is they're trying to get on. They've been trying, and they use the word blocked, which whatever that means.
Well, Maestro has nothing to do with this meeting. So they need to get on the Zoom meeting.
I don't know that that's true. Maestro's a different system than Zoom.
Right.
Tell them to check their email and look for the link that Jane sent around.
Well, I just forwarded that to them, so
okay,
they're getting one.
Good.
Yeah. Right.
And I don't think we see Wally yet either.
No, he needs a phone number. I'm trying to get it to him.
Right.
Well, I got an email from Adriana, and she is referring to Maestro. So I don't know why. It seems like she would realize that's not an effective number. Maybe in a few minutes when she gets my email, she will correct that. Same thing happened to me a couple weeks ago in one of those committee meetings.
For those who are more technical than I am, doesn't Maestro cost money and Zoom's free? Or there's a Zoom account and it doesn't cost for the number of people you have or something?
The other way around, I believe.
Maestro doesn't cost for the number of people?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to have a huge meeting, you know, like you had 50, I mean, I attend seminars and stuff. If you have 50-something people, you need more than a basic, you know, a basic paid subscription, which is about $15.
Got it.
And Otis pays for a big Zoom, whatever.
Yeah, Zoom costs about $150 a year, 120 something. And Maestro costs $50 a month per 25 people. So we have two Maestro meetings. So it's $100 a month for Maestro, which is cheaper than other stuff anyway. So you have quorum. You can do a meeting if you want.
We understand. We have several people who were trying to get on. Hmm. And it I'm going, the chair may be making the decision that it's better to try to let them participate since they're trying. Okay,
I have emailed both Nancy and Adriana with, I expect them momentarily.
Nancy got in. Thank you.
Yay! All right, good.
Okay. As soon as Adriana gets on and as Rolly gets on, I will complete the roll call. So Nancy, you're here.
I have a request.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the person who sends the meeting notices to Otis, will you please make note of the fact that these notices come out on TX with a Maestro number and ask them to take that out of there for the future. Thank you.
That is a good point. Okay.
Thank you.
That was weird. I got a message. I think it's interesting that's the first time we've heard that the KPFTX is wrong. That explains a lot.
Well, the Zoom should have been on kpftx.org so that the public can have a way to make a public comment.
We didn't know until just this second that it was wrong. So now we know, and now it's fixed.
Wally should be coming on.
Are Nancy or Robert in touch with Adriana?
I just emailed Adriana again.
It's still not on kpftx.org. I mean, the Zoom link is still not there.
It's in the process of being fixed. We just found out about it a few minutes ago.
Adriana responded with a PNB Adriana email, which I was not using, so I sent the message again on your letterhead, Jane.
Thank you.
And perhaps Nancy could call her up. See if we can get her on the phone.
We have quorum. I mean, yeah. Technical difficulties aside.
7:28. I'm sure that Adriana will be here shortly. Is there any objection to moving forward with the meeting?
None.
No.
Okay. So the next item is the approval of the agenda. Everyone received the agenda earlier today. Are there any questions?
I move approval.
Second.
Any objections?
I'm sorry, I cannot vote. I haven't seen the agenda. I'm sorry. When was it sent?
Early this morning. Do I have a correct email?
I did not get your agenda, Jane.
It was sent to the LSB list, right, Jane?
Yeah, it went to everybody on the LSB.
All I got was MSRC Zoom tonight subject. Email forwarder.
It was sent as an attachment. So it should be that I can't look at it right this second because
that'd be Wally.
Oh crap.
4892.
I've lost my meeting.
No, we're still here, Jane.
Yeah.
I said sometimes I think I'm not grown up enough to have two monitors.
4892. Want to identify?
Again, you should have received in your email the minutes of the January 28th meeting that were presented by Richard. I know that I got them.
I got Richard's email.
So, the next item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the January 28th meeting. Does anybody have any questions about the minutes of the January 28th meeting?
I move approval of the minutes.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes of the January 28th meeting? Hearing no objections?
And I saw Sean a second.
Thanks, Sean. All right, moving along, report from LSB Chair Wineman on the progress of his discussions.
Okay, I've got some news that I think we're going to be able to move forward with Dr. Franklin. I spoke with him and explained to him, was very transparent with what we're doing, gathering data on listenership and gathering data on dollars collected through fund drives and otherwise. And I told him that we were going to set a metric or a goal for the LSB, the general manager, for us all to work towards for those metrics for listenership as measured by Pacifica Streams. That's got to thank Otis for that gadget too. You can look at any of the five stations that way. So we'll set a metric for that, and we'll also set a metric for achievement on Fund Drive. our current fund drive is $150,000. We do 4 a year. So if we multiply that by 4, we have just enough to run the station for a year. And we need to get more than 70% as we did on the last drive and 50% the drive before. There's a spiral downward in terms of dollars. I also received this afternoon some more information from Robin Lewis concerning listenership and membership, and I'll be happy to share that information in executive session to this committee. If the entire committee at that point says it's all cool, it can be perfectly fine to release it to the public, I suppose. But one of the metrics in there, which shouldn't be a surprise to anybody or shouldn't be a secret at all, is our membership count on today, February 14th, 2022, stands at 2,397. So perhaps we need to put a little something in the goal pile for members for this radio station. Try to increase that by 10% over the next few months, for instance. So that's my report, and I appreciate the time to do that. I think tonight, if we establish our goals, Dr. Franklin will be at our March meeting in the same Zoom room with us to discuss these goals. And at that point, we'll be having that discussion about, well, how do we get there? How do we get there, Dr. Franklin, and begin the dialogue that needs to be begun to try to get more members, more dollars, more listeners into this radio station.
And did he have any, I think that the chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
No moved.
What is the reason?
Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you. It's nice to mumble. Nancy, I have some information from Robin Lewis, which I want vetted by only the people sitting on the board for this committee, the voting members of this committee. And if we decide as a group that it can be made public, I'm okay with it. I'm just not willing to make that call. I asked Robin about it. She didn't seem to have a problem with anything and said I could share it, but I think we all need to look at this and decide for ourselves if there's any liability.
In my opinion, it's safer to go into executive session and then bring it forward than the other way around. I'd rather be safe than sorry. Is there anyone on this meeting that is not a member of the LSB? How do we do that technically? I don't think Otis can hear me.
We have to have all members identified, and the only one we don't is a phone number ending in 4892.
Could just a breakout room. You could just create a breakout room.
The public, according to the bylaws, does not have to identify themselves.
Right. So if the person doesn't identify as a voting member, then we'll have to drop that person while we go into executive session.
832-231-4892.
Who is that?
We don't know who that is.
Otis, you'll have to drop that phone number so we can continue an executive session.
And there's a motion. Was there a second to go into executive session, and was there a vote?
Not yet.
I vote no. I object.
Okay. We want to do a roll call on going into executive session. Go for it.
Okay. If you vote yes, you're in favor of going into executive session. If you vote no, you're opposed. Alan isn't here. David Britton.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova, are you here? Okay, Robert Gartner.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
Please.
Nancy Saibara Naratomi. You already said no.
Yeah, I don't know what we're voting on. How do
we're
we
voting
know
on going in
executive session or not?
Yeah.
We're supposed to know what we're voting on before we vote on it, right? Not just
going, if we know what we're voting on, it is going into executive session, and you have said you're opposed. Scheidler.
No, you didn't say the reason. The reason for going into is not clear
at all.
You
have to have a reason.
Number's out of order.
Yes, you do.
Point of order.
Order. Some kind of contract will be out of
order.
Out of order.
Oh, so everybody else gets to talk when they want?
There's nobody
the white
else.
White people get to talk when they want to. Is that what it is, Jane?
Proceed with the roll call, Secretary.
Okay, Scheidler.
Yes.
Zell's not here. Weinman.
Yes.
Weisgall, not here. Young, yes. Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yeses and one no.
We are now adjourned into executive session.